The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. My telephone number is 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. I don't know where to start. I got so many things I want to share with you. All right. Let's get to this one. I mentioned to you often, probably more than you like, but I will continue to repeat it because it bears repeating and it's true. The liberal left does not deal with facts, statistics, and truth. They deal with emotion, hysteria, feelings. Yeah. Boy, this is demonstrated again. We know as a verifiable, measurable fact that America is facing an explosion of violent crime. I've read the statistics to you before, so I don't need to go over it today, but almost all major American cities in the last 12 months have experienced, in some cases, record-breaking numbers of violent acts and especially homicides. Columbus, Ohio is an illustration of that. Now, we can hope and pray that this slows down, but we are on pace to set an all-time record for the number of murders in Columbus, Ohio. Last weekend alone, 70 people were shot in Chicago. Portland, Oregon, record number of violent crimes. Seattle, Washington, record number of violent crimes. Los Angeles, record number of violent crimes. And the list goes on and on. Baltimore, record number of violent crimes. That is measurable, demonstrable, and undeniable. Now, here is something else that is undeniable. Does it prove causation? Not necessarily. But it is also true that in almost all of the cities experiencing record crime waves, they are led by Democratic mayors, city council, and so forth. Now, again, do I have the statistics to prove causation in that? No. And I would be lying to you if I told you that I had proof of that. But it seems to be more than coincidence that in almost every case, these are Democrat-led cities, including Columbus. So, we have a fact. America is experiencing violent crime in skyrocketing and, in some cases, historic levels. Well, if you want to talk about the left, you need go no farther than AOC. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was asked about this because she has been a huge proponent of defunding the police. We got to get rid of the police. We got to rethink police. In fact, I've got the quote. I'll get to it here in just a moment. Pardon me for the cough. But she actually said, you want to reduce crime? Quit building jails. Yeah, that's all you got to do. Just quit building jails and we'll reduce crime. Really? Okay. Anyway, she was asked about, you know, hey, you are talking about defunding police and Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, Chicago. Many of the major American cities have done exactly what you have proposed. Reduce funding to police. And as a result, crime is skyrocketing. Her response, it's all hysteria. Yeah, it's all hysteria. In fact, let me give you the quote. Here's the quote. She said, we are seeing these headlines. Headlines about what? Skyrocketing crime, which again is verifiable, measurable, and so forth. Quote, we are seeing these headlines about percentage increases. Now, I want to say that any amount of harm is unacceptable and too much, but I also want to make sure that this hysteria, you know, that this doesn't drive a hysteria and that we look at these numbers in context so that we can make responsible decisions about what to allocate in that context. So, all of the talk and the statistics, according to AOC, is hysteria. So, she goes straight for the emotion thing, denies the facts, denies these statistics, denies the truth, and goes straight to the feelings. This is nothing more than hysteria. And indeed, earlier this month, she said that authorities should stop building prisons. She said, and this is a quote from AOC, if you want to reduce violent crime, if we want to reduce the number of people in our jails, the answer, not part of the answer, not a answer, the answer is to stop building more of them. That is how you solve crime. You stop building prisons. And she absolutely ignores facts because, see, the liberal left proposes these positions, these policies. And what happens? People suffer. They always do. Almost all of the policies that come from the liberal left cause people to suffer. Example, look at what's happening at the border right now. We are looking at the policies of the liberal left at the border. For 4 years, the liberal left criticized Donald Trump for his handling of the border crisis. He was inhumane. He was a racist. He was a bigot. He was intolerant. And the liberal left for 4 years said, oh, if we were only in charge. Oh, if we were only in charge, we would show you what love and compassion is. We would show you how to handle the situation. Well, okay. Trump is no longer president. Biden comes into office, and we're not even 6 months into the policies that we were told for 4 years would be better than Trump. And we are experiencing the worst border crisis in American history. And people are suffering at the border. The immigrants are suffering. Americans are suffering. Drugs are coming in. Illegal criminals are coming in. Gang members are coming in. Terrorists are coming in from other countries because of the policies of the liberal left. But does the liberal left ever take responsibility for their own policies? No. Got to find somebody to blame. And AOC is the poster child for this. She has been saying, defund the police, defund the police, defund the police, defund the police. Okay. Several American cities have done exactly what she wanted them to do. And the result? People are dying. People are being shot and killed in the streets. And so her response? It's hysteria. It's not really happening. It's hysteria. you just have to hope that the American people will finally do with, I hope they do with the NFL we were talking about before. We've had enough. It doesn't work. We've had enough. We can hope. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I just want to mention particularly to the ladies in our audience, and I hope you'll understand my motive, but if you have not gotten a copy of my wife's book, you really need to. Seriously. And the reason I bring that up is just recently, again, God has used her book in just incredible ways. The Spirit of God was just all over her when she wrote this book. And it has been used mightily in so many people. Hey, she self-published, as I did with my book. So she has not sold multiple thousands of copies, and that was not her intent. But she sold a lot of them all over the country, and we just continue to hear testimonies of how God has used her book. And so I bring it to your attention, certainly not to make money. You don't make money when you self-publish. A few of you know what I'm talking about. You never really make a profit when you self-publish. But I bring it to your attention simply because I know there are women in my audience who are going through tough times. You're struggling. Family issues, health issues, some emotional issues. My wife deals with all of those things in her book in a powerful, straightforward, and yet very simple way. Her book is My Shadows of Death by Joy Forgan. That's her maiden name, Joy Forgan Burney, B-U-R-A-N-E-Y. You get it at our website, crosspower.net. If you want a signed copy, you'll have to go through our website. Or you can get it on Amazon. Doesn't make any difference to us. You get it on Amazon. My Shadows of Death. And that's the name of the book, but it's all about resurrection. For every death that she deals with, there is a corresponding, wonderful, glorious resurrection. And men would enjoy it too. Men would enjoy it, too. I don't want to exclude men. And men have read it and just been incredibly blessed. But we have had so many women call in tears. I'm not exaggerating. We have many women who have called. And they're in tears because they just finished the book and said, your book changed my life. And I'm not exaggerating. It's My Shadows of Death. If you get it, read it, and let Joy know what you think. It is just God-blessed. I don't use the word anointed very often. In fact, I use it very rarely. But it was just anointed as Joy wrote it. My Shadows of Death by Joy Forgan, F-O-R-G-A-N, Burney, B-U-R-N-E-Y, at crosspower.net or at Amazon. If you don't have it, get it. And if you know of someone who is struggling, give it as a gift. Give it as a gift. Read it yourself and then and give it as a gift. All right, we're going to go back to the phones and we're going to put it in reverse and go back to the Gwen Berry discussion. And I've got Mark on the line. Mark, welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. The Gwen who?
I wish that was the case.
To me it is, because Deanna Price looks like a wonderful story. She's got a really supportive husband, and she dedicated her work to her husband. You know, she's got tattoos on her arms that state that. Not that I'm for tattoos, but, you know, anyway. And I want, you know, there's a African American fella who is in the top three in the men's hammer throw. And, you know, his is a great story. And, you know, but the only problem is, see, the men throw just about, they're very close to the women's hammer throw.
Really? Now,
yeah, it's kind of amazing, except when you consider that the women's hammer weighs about half as much as the men.
Oh, okay. All right.
I guess that was it.
It's an incredible sport to watch. I mean, it really is. It takes not just strength, but enormous technical skills. If you let that baby go at the wrong time, you can kill somebody, including yourself.
Right. It could bounce right back at you. The athleticism those folks show is just wonderful.
Yeah.
So, there's so many great stories from those Olympic trials. I'm looking at some of the things, and oh my gosh, it just goes on and on. All, you know, people that are in their fourth and fifth Olympics trying out for, you know, and
you know, story. Mark, every time I see the demonstrators about racial inequality and so forth in Olympics, I think of Jesse Owens.
Yeah.
If anybody on planet Earth had a right to complain about racial inequality, prejudice, discrimination, bigotry, if anybody had a right to complain, it was Jesse Owens. And yet you watch the video and the pictures as he stood on the stand in Germany, proudly honoring the flag of his country.
Anybody
had a right to complain, it was Jesse Owens, and he was unbelievably proud that he could go to Germany and represent the United States of America. And America is a different place today. We have made so much progress since the days of Jesse Owens. Thankfully, and it just hurts to see the disrespect, the lack of sportsmanship, the selfishness, the look at me, look at me, look at me, that we see in so many today. And it is,
if you actually look at the bigger picture, it's far outshadowed by the sportsmanship, the you know, just the general camaraderie and so on, the good stories in these events.
Yeah, there are wonderful stories of people who have overcome so very, very much and who do not want to draw all the attention to themselves. And yet the press and the world loves to emphasize the, what's her name? We'll be back.